This is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. And here we are down in Orlando at the seminars with Dr. Richard Bandler and John Lavelle. And we have a very special guest with us today, and also a good friend of ours, our trainer from the Chicago area, Barbara Stepp. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
We always enjoy having you with us at our seminars, and you help us out, and you give us a lot of great ideas as we move along through all these people here. But tell us, how did you first find out about NLP?
Well, I was a director of training for a Chicago corporation, always looking for new things, and I came across a book called Frogs into Princes, and I was hooked. And so I looked for the source and found Richard Bandler.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, it's been 20 years or more.
Wow.
Since I first got introduced to NLP. Yeah.
And now you have an institute?
I do.
In the Chicago area?
Yes. Excellence Quest Training Institute. And we do NLP practitioner trainings, master practitioner, design human engineering. I also do corporate training and private client work.
What kind of corporate trainings do you find mostly that you're asked to do?
Mostly ask for sales, team building, and just generally being able to get along with one another. That seems to be a challenge in corporate America.
Yes, that's true. What is the name of your institute again? Excellence Quest.
Excellence Quest.
So how would somebody find out more about that?
They could go on our website, which is xlquest.com.
So when you say XL, it's E-X...
E-X-C-E-L-Q-U-E-S-T.
All one word.
All one word. XLquest.com.
Mm-hmm. And do you primarily do seminars in the Chicago area?
Actually, yes, but I do go around the country and outside the country. I'll be doing two trainings this year in Canada, and we're working on one for Chile. And and I do trainings in Washington, Chicago, wherever.
Wherever you're needed. And do you have a favorite product? I know you said you started off with Frogs into Princes, but do you have a favorite either book or CD that really hits home for you?
I do. Actually, I have a lot of favorites, but I really love the hypnosis set, Hypnosis in Munich, with Richard Bandler and John Lavelle. It's one of my favorites. It's a simple, wonderful, easy how-to. I love that set.
And now it's available on CD.
Yes, I know. I have it now. Wore out the tapes.
What is it that you enjoy most about doing, say, a practitioner program?
What I enjoy the most is watching people come in one way. They're sort of like little cocoons, and they come bopping in and they sit on the chairs. And when the seminar is ended, they fly out and they're like beautiful monarch butterflies. Mm. Gives me goosebumps. I love it.
I think that's one of the things, too, that makes a really good trainer is that they're not just there to disseminate information. You're one of the trainers with great heart. You care about the people. Bring a lot of humor into the trainings, and that's important too. As John and Richard both would make wonderful stand-up comedians as well as exquisite trainers, and that's the whole thing. People are feeling good, they're laughing, they learn a lot.
Absolutely.
It's great. So is there some other product maybe that you have a little more personal interest in as well?
Well, yes. Soften CDs. Actually, years ago, Richard used me as a demo subject, and it was simply a beauty treatment. He calls it Richard's Beauty Salon. And he did not know at the time that I had had cancer, still had it at the moment. And then he did the work with me, and I started listening to it and doing all sorts of things. I transcribed it word for word and listened to it every night before I went to bed. And the illness went away. I mean, I'm totally well now, and this has been over 15 years ago. So the Soften CDs, actually what happened with that is I went up to Richard and said, do you remember me a year later? And he didn't recognize me. I had changed so much. So I said, well, you know, that was the greatest trance I've ever been in. I really would love to have another one. So in Hollywood, he recorded Soften. And that's when he produced it was originally a tape, and now it's on CD, available.
Mm-hmm.
for everyone to hear.
That's right. Enjoy. And we're certainly not making any medical claims with this, but it's amazing, you know, the whole effect of the mind and mm-hmm. attitude and putting your whole yes. body and soul to something that you can get better.
I was speaking with Richard about it the other day, and he said to me, we're not making any claims. What we're saying is we're not saying we're replacing medical treatment. We're just saying this is augments. This is extra. It's exploring the field of possibilities, and we believe in everything.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. What advice would you give someone who was maybe thinking about, you know, starting out in NLP? Maybe they're listening right now to this interview wondering whether they should start with a practitioner program or how they get involved in NLP.
I would recommend starting with the practitioner program and really using it and utilizing it after they've gone to the training, and maybe even doing another practitioner program before they went on to master practitioner. I believe that I took something like 4 practitioners and 3 master practitioners and got back to work with Richard several times before I ever decided to even attempt being a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to train, learn, and utilize it. Use it.
Practice.
Practice.
Yeah, it helps, too, to experience different trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know our companies a lot, we send people back and forth that have taken a course with us, and they'll look for another trainer. And it's good to experience different people. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have the search website where they can find now NLP.org and NLPtrainers.com, where they can look up, you know, who are the really good trainers in the field of NLP. So that's really good news.
Yeah, I highly recommend that. We actually refer to a lot of different trainers, and I send them to the database mm-hmm. a lot. I just do highly recommend that it be a Bandler trainer.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to really learn real NLP.
And come see Richard Bandler at some point.
Yes, absolutely.
Go to the source. That's
absolutely.
What I always tell them.
Absolutely.
So what's ahead? Is there something that you haven't done yet in either NLP or with your institute that maybe you'd like to take it a step further?
Well, I'm always looking for possibilities. I am 68 years old, and I tried to retire a few years ago.
We just won't let you.
Nobody would let me. So who knows? I was just doing simple trainings in Chicago and the U.S., and suddenly people are starting to ask me to other countries, and so I guess I'll just keep traveling and
there's your
doing
next
it.
Step.
That's my next step.
Spread it around a little
Spread
more.
It around. I love it. I love what I do, and I'm so privileged to be associated with Richard Bandler and with all of you.
Well, we're privileged to have you on our team as well. Well, Barbara, thank you for taking this time to talk to us today, and best wishes.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming, and stay tuned for another NLP trainer from around the world.